Joe. And now, Stephen, say a few words.
Thank you. I am Liz's son, Stephen, so I would like to share some stories that reflect Liz in her role as a mother at some key stages in my life. I remember I was in a supermarket with her, and she asked me to go and get a tube of toothpaste. It was the first time I'd been given such a responsibility, so I spent a long time studying my options before returning with the tiniest tube of toothpaste, which had maybe enough for one or two uses. She asked me why I had chosen that one, and I said it was the cheapest. She explained to me that you pay less money, but you also get less toothpaste, so it's not such a good deal. I must have been blushing because she then said, "Are you embarrassed that you didn't figure that out for yourself?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I won't tell anyone. This can be just between the two of us, so you don't need to feel embarrassed." This is a small incident, but it sticks in my memory because it contained an important lesson, firstly in home economics, but also in empathy, in recognizing what another person is feeling and taking that into account. And finally, in the unconditional love she had for me that meant that I need never feel embarrassed about anything that was just between the two of us. Liz always told me not to let my schooling interfere with my education. Sometimes when schoolwork or stress were overwhelming me, she encouraged me to take a sick day off. On some of these sick days, Liz and I would sit with a bowl of tamarillos, her favorite fruit, and would watch and ruthlessly mock the daytime television. Her strong sense of the absurd turned dramas like Days of Our Lives into hilarious comedies. At high school, I took part in many activities, plays, trips, piano lessons, and so on, largely because of Liz's encouragement. One highlight, for example, was winning the Greenway Cup, which is an annual debate against the girls' school. I was first affirmative on the topic that macho does not prove macho. The practice in public speaking continues to serve me well today, as does the philosophy I learned from Liz of doing not just what I feel up to at the time, but what I would like to have done when looking back. As a university student, Liz warned me that unlike Macbeth and his vaulting ambition which o'erleaps itself, I was in danger of a halting ambition which underleaps itself. So without her encouragement, I probably would not have applied for the GRE exam, which is a prerequisite for any PhD program in the United States. In fact, even with her encouragement, I only mailed the application the Monday before the Friday when it was due to arrive in the United States. And I was so ambivalent that I didn't even pay the extra for the express post. This horrified Liz to an extent that she only revealed to me much later on. Luckily, the Postal Service smiled upon me, and I did end up getting into the Berkeley Mathematics PhD program. Liz said that she thought this was what I was born to do. I now think she might actually have been right about that, especially when I read some of my early mathematical sayings, which are recorded in Liz's baby journal of me. It's difficult in a few short anecdotes to convey what a powerful force Liz was in my life, and the many times I turned to her for sound advice, a wry joke, sympathy, or comfort. I will miss those times, and I will miss Liz terribly.